Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Well, this coming Sunday brings the next edition of the Live at Vergenoegd concert series. And if you haven't yet been, you're missing out on the most laid-back way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Some wonderful food and wine, a beautiful wineland setting, and of course, great live music by top local bands. Now, we've already heard in this series from Con Morby, from Watershed, and Matthew Mole. This weekend, it's the turn of Desmond and the Tutus. They were formed more than 10 years ago. They've toured extensively since then with their unique brand of indie music, and we're delighted to have on the line with us vocalist Shane Durrant. Shane, thanks for chatting to us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Yeah, we're great. Looking forward to the weekend and looking forward to Sunday afternoon at Vergenoegd. Shane, for those who are not familiar with your band, let's talk a little bit about where it all began, because this is a very tight-knit group. It consists of you and your brother and two childhood friends, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so many, many moons ago, my brother and I and our best bud formed a band, and we roped in another bud, and we started making like city music, and it kind of got a little bit out of control, and here we are 12 years later.
Silly music. Please define silly music. What kind of music do you play, Shane?
I don't know. It's hard to explain because it's kind of, we just make whatever kind of music we feel like making on the day. But I guess it's kind of loosely defined by the indie rock label. It's kind of fun, dancey, like pop rock type of stuff. And, yeah, we just like to have a good time and dance around and act dumb, yeah.
You know what? The word I'd use is infectious. I think that's what your sound is, because you've got to get to your feet and dance and smile. I mean, you've got, okay, so yourself on vocals, your brother Craig on the drums, Nick on bass, and Doug on guitar. You grew up together, you messed around together, and the band has grown from there. Let's talk about the name of the band. Did you have to ask the Archbishop for permission to call yourself Desmond and the Tutus?
Well, we didn't ask for permission, but you know, quite early on, a journalist from, like an overseas journalist, was doing something with the Archbishop, like a profile on the guy, and she heard about us. So we had that opportunity to write him a letter, and we sent him, like, you know, a T-shirt and an album and that kind of thing. And we actually got a letter back saying, well, he's happy to be associated with us, and all the best, and blah, blah, blah. So,
that's pretty cool.
You know, we told them in our letter that we told him if he ever starts a rock band, he's welcome to use one of our names as his band name. So we'll see if that materializes.
Okay. You know what? Knowing that man's energy levels, I wouldn't put anything past the realm of possibility there. Okay, Shane, so let's chat about your success. You've got a couple of studio albums and EPs under your belt. Your third album, Enjoy Yourself, came out in 2015, and it won you guys a SAMA Award for the best rock album. How significant a moment was that for your career?
Yeah, it was really special for us because, you know, we started out really low-key, like, kind of an underground band, you know. We're playing like really small scale things, and this is kind of how we built our following. It's just like kind of being this little underground band, and it started to get a little bit crazy and out of control. And so yeah, it is crazy that all these years later, what started as, you know, basically a joke, has sort of gone to this point where we'd win a SAMA for it, but so that was really special for us.
Okay, it's not just local success you're enjoying. I know you guys have toured a fair amount overseas, and I'm told particularly you're literally big in Japan. How did your music end up in Japan?
Yeah, so years ago, I don't know if you guys remember the social network known as MySpace.
Yep.
But any internet savvy people will remember MySpace, and of course back then that was the go-to thing. Like, and everyone now has got Instagram, but back then it was MySpace, so all the bands had MySpace pages, and this is how we started engaging with our fans on the internet. It was kind of the first way to do that, And MySpace was just such a great community of music lovers, you know, and it became like one of the really first places online to learn about new music around the world and stuff. And it was just like a crazy thing that happened. Our some guy from Japan that runs a little record store there got in touch with us and said, "Hey, I like your music. I'd love to release it in Japan." And yeah, since then we've toured Japan a few times. You know, it's always crazy to go there and we see these people that are singing along to like "I Love Pretoria Girls," but you know, they barely speak English. So it has been a really crazy thing to see unfold, and I must say it's a lovely, beautiful country, and the people are amazing.
Okay, let's bring it back home now. You guys are on this Sunday at Live at Vergenoegd, and tell us about what the crowd can expect from your set.
Yeah, well, we love doing these afternoon shows. It's so chill, and everyone's in a good mood. So we're just going to bring out some classics, some of the stuff of our recent album. We're going to dance around, get everybody else to dance around, or not. If you want to just have a picnic, that's also fine. But we're just going to do our thing, and hopefully everyone has a good afternoon out there with us.
We hope so too. Shane Durrant, thanks for chatting to us. Vocalist with Desmond and the Tutus, who are on this Sunday afternoon on the Live at Vergenoegd stage. Snafu, the Rivertones, and Akadis Band are the opening acts before they hit the stage. What you need to know about ticketing is that tickets cost between 150 and 600 rand a head. You book through web tickets. The event, the doors open from 11 a.m, so go and make a day of it. Relax, enjoy some food and wine, and then sit back and enjoy the music into the afternoon.